In this month's edition, a team of Czech researchers may have found the answer to a question that has puzzled veterinarians, horse breeders, and biologists for decades. Why such a high percentage of pregnancies in mares end in natural, chemically triggered abortions? A recent study released by a Czech scientist suggests the answer may be that keeping pregnant mares close to stallions at their home stable makes them more likely to abort.
I'm giving her carrot, which she apparently loves.
Dr. Ludek Bartoš feeds a mare at a stable on the outskirts of Prague. Female horses are also the subject of his latest study into the question of the species' high abortion rates. Dr. Bartoš's team from the Institute of Animal Science in the Czech Republic recently published their surprising findings in the journal Behavioral Ecology and Sociology.
We found evidence that bringing a mare for mating out of her home stable and bringing her then back when she is already pregnant to an environment containing stallion or gelding increases probability for abortion.
It is common practice among horse breeders to send mares away from their home stable to be mated with stallions. But once pregnant, the new study suggests, they often engage in promiscuous sex with the males when they return to their home stable.
The mare is trying to mate with the local stallion to convince him that her future foal is actually his. When she fails to attract him or to get into contact with him, she aborts.
This peculiar sexual behavior may have evolved as a response of certain species to infanticide, when a new dominant male in the group will kill the offspring of other males. However, the high abortion rate amongst horses has puzzled experts for a long time.
This has been a question for generations of veterinarians for about 40 years. The average percentage of abortions is reaching 40%, which is unusually high in comparison to other domestic ungulates such as cattle, pigs, goats, sheep, etc.
Chemically triggered abortions do not just occur in horses. Dr. Bartoš and his team of researchers were inspired by a discovery of zoologist Hilda Ambrus.
Originally we thought, or we were inspired by a so-called Bruce effect, which was discovered on mice in the late 50s of the last century. It was like this. When a pregnant mouse comes into contact with either a dominant male or just scent of him throughout his urine, she aborts. And it took maybe 40 years until they discovered the principle, and several teams globally had to contribute into these principles. When the female is sniffing urine from the dominant, the strange dominant male, she gets pheromones contained in the urine into her Jacobson organ, which is the organ analyzing pheromones. This triggers the whole cascade of processes leading to changes in prolactin profiles resulting in abortions. So originally we were expecting the same, but in our case it cannot be like that just because those whose incidence of abortion is the highest were actually physically isolated from the males, so that they couldn't come in touch with urine.
In the case of horses, mares may abort foals even if they are kept close to male horses that have been castrated.
Not too many breeders have a real stallion, and this is perhaps also a very important question, that the mare doesn't distinguish if the male who is present is intact male, which is stallion, or castrated male, which is gelding. So it's very common having mares and geldings, and we found out that the effect of the gelding is equal to stallion.
Dr. Bartosz's study, based on a survey of 100 Czech horse breeders, suggests that the current breeding practices may be the reason for this high incidence of abortions. If pregnant mares are close to but physically separated from a stallion or gelding, and therefore unable to disguise the origin of their offspring, they will abort their foals. But breeders are hesitant to adjust their techniques to the findings, says Dr. Bartosz.
At this stage, we have already been approached by various breeders, but the question is usually, what should we do?
And what is your answer to that question?
Well, the answer doesn't make them happy, because it's quite obvious the best way is to keep the horse and a stallion at the same environment for the whole period of reproduction.
However, for most breeders, this is an inconceivable notion. Horse pregnancies last 11 months, and keeping the stallion with the mare for this period would be very expensive. Another possibility would then be to allow mares to mate with males at their home stable. Lenka Skopa, who breeds her horses using this technique, says she expects other breeders will be slow to embrace Dr. Bartosz's findings.
I think that breeders will perceive this as very problematic, because very few would be ready to lend a stallion to another stable. So I can understand that stud farm owners do not like this method of breeding, do not have an understanding for it, and do not want to support it.
Dr. Bartosz says he has been overwhelmed by the great response to his study from both the scientific community and the international media.
To my greatest surprise, this has got a huge audience in the scientific world. This was based, first of all, on press release of the publisher of the journal, which is Springer, who publishes quite a lot of scientific journals, including ours. Well, ours, where we published this study, which is Behavioral Ecology and Social Biology. And through this public release, we got to BBC, to a New Scientist, to some of the American magazine, the same in Denmark. And when you search the trace of this public release and the subsequent places, you can find maybe 100 addresses globally. So the response is really unbelievable, high and huge.
But while the scientific community was quick to embrace the study, Dr. Bartosz says that horse breeders were rather hesitant.
We have very variable responses. First of all, we had the chance to present our data in Kladruby, which is a famous place with old Kladruby horse breeds. I would say it depended more or less on the age of the breeder. Those of my age, which means very experienced breeders, they were quite surprised and then they didn't take it too seriously. On the contrary, we got very positive response from younger breeders who were at least interested what might be the principle of the whole thing.
But even with some of the younger breeders interested in the results of his study, he says it's hard to say how much actual impact his groundbreaking research will have on breeding techniques.
I would say my ambitions are not too high. I would be absolutely happy if breeders started thinking about the biology of their horses. It would be too nice if they accepted this and applied it into practice straight on.
Dr. Bartosz and his team are planning to further expand their research into the phenomenon of abortions in mares and shed light on additional factors that may influence their occurrence.
We haven't finished with this, of course. We have a lot of ideas how to proceed with horses. For me, I should say it's some sort of, bad part of this is that I have spent all my life studying deer. This result came from horses, but let's say this is ungulate and it's not that far away, but I'm still expecting to have equal quality of the result on my deer.